It's Friday, time now for Northwest weather with Cliff Mass and KPLU's Bellamy Palethorpe.
It's too darn hot. It's too darn hot. It's too darn hot.
Happy New Year, everyone. I never get tired of this tune, and it's a good fit for our discussion today of the weather year in review, because the big story of the year is the above normal temperatures we all experienced. Remember that? I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. We're skipping the forecast today and letting our news hosts handle that while we delve into the details of last year's weather. Hello, Cliff.
Hello there, Bellamy. You're absolutely right. The key element last year was above normal temperatures. The winter was warm, the spring was warm, and the summer was warm. Some days were 10 degrees above normal. It was amazing. And we had that huge blob of warm sea surface temperatures over the Northeast Pacific that added to it. So the implications of the warmth were very profound. And, you know, probably the big thing was the snowpack. We had near normal precipitation last year. But we had such warm temperatures that a lot of the precipitation in the mountains fell as rain and not snow. And so much of the Cascades and the mountains of eastern Washington only got 20% of normal snowfall. In fact, the Olympics only had about 5%. So we had very little snow, record-breaking little snow last year. Now, that had major implications for the water supply. We didn't have as much snowpack to melt during the summertime. And, of course, the ski season was terrible. So heat was the key last year.
And because of all that heat, we also experienced a lot of fire this year.
That's right. So we had normal precipitation. But what happened was the temperatures were so warm that they dried out the surface. So the fuels, the twigs, the grasses, everything dried out. And so during the middle of the summer, when we had some lightning coming through that ignited, you know, the forests and the rangeland, and we had massive fires. So, you know, we had near normal precipitation, but above normal temperatures produced drier surface, and that led to the fires.
So many people look at that year and think that this is climate change, that there's global warming. What's your take on that?
Well, there's no reason to think that. While we were warmer than normal, the eastern United States was cooler than normal. We were warm because of a ridge of high pressure that developed, and we do not think there's any connection with climate change or global warming.
What about big storms this year? Anything noteworthy?
I think there's one storm that we'll remember for ages, and that's the earliest windstorm on record that occurred in late August. Now, it was like a winter windstorm, but in August, and the leaves were still on the trees, and we had massive power outages. In fact, in British Columbia, more people lost power than for any storm in the past 100 years.
Yeah, I had the power out at my house as well. Thanks so much, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
Happy New Year.
You too.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, kplu.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.